That's enough!
Rather to Patrick Henry's surprise, the voice of the young Carisian officer in front of the cathedral was actually audible through the crowd noise. It probably helped that he was using a leather speaking trumpet, but more likely, Henry reflected, it had to do with the fact that he'd been trained to be heard through the thunder of a field of battle. What surprised him even more was that the front ranks of his crowd... No, mob, not crowd, he thought. Let's use the honest word, Patrick. Actually seemed to hesitate. His eyes widened slightly as he saw it, then narrowed again as he recognized at least part of the reason. The Carisian had raised his voice to be heard, true, but it wasn't a bellow of answering anger. No, it was a voice of exasperation. And the young man's body language wasn't especially belligerent either. In fact, he had one hand on his hip, and it looked as if he were actually tapping his toe on the cathedral steps. He looks more like an irritated tutor somewhere than an army officer confronting a hostile mob, Henry realized. It's Wednesday morning, the Carisian went on. You should all be ashamed of yourselves. If you're not in church yourselves, the least you can do is let other people go to Mass in peace. What do you know about Mass, heretic? Somebody, he thought it might have been a male, shouted back. I know I'm not going to throw rocks through a cathedral's windows, the Carisian shouted back. I know that much. He gave a visible shudder. Langhorne only knows what my mother would do to me if she found out about that. More than one person in the crowd surprised Henry, and probably themselves, by laughing. Others only snarled, and there was at least a spatter of additional shouts and curses as Archbishop Clermont passed through the cathedral doors behind the Marines. Go home! The Carisian's raised voice sounded almost friendly, tinged more with resignation than anger. If you have a point to make, make it someplace else, on a day that doesn't belong to God. I don't want to see anybody hurt on a Wednesday. In fact, my orders are to avoid that if I possibly can. But my orders are also to protect the cathedral and anyone in it. And if I have to hurt someone outside it to do that, I will. His voice was considerably harder now, still that of someone trying to be reasonable, but with an undertone that warned them all there was a limit to his patience. Henry glanced around the faces of the four or five men closest to him and saw them looking back at him. One of them raised an eyebrow and twitched his head back the way they'd come, and Henry nodded very slightly. He wasn't afraid of going toe-to-toe with the Marines himself, but Father Adrian had made it clear that it was Henry's job to nurture and direct the anti-Carus resistance. That resistance might well require martyrs in days to come, yet it would need leaders just as badly. Possibly even more badly. The man who'd raised the eyebrow nodded back and turned away, forging a path towards the front of the now stalled crowd. Henry watched him go for a moment, then he and several of the others began filtering towards the back.
Damn me if I don't think the lad's going to do it, Platoon Sergeant McGee thought wonderingly.
The sergeant wouldn't have bet a single Harchong mark on Lieutenant Tallis's being able to talk the mob into turning around and going home, but Tallis had obviously hit a nerve by reminding them all it was Wednesday. McGee had expected that to backfire, given the shouts of blasphemer and heretic coming out of the crowd. Yet it would appear the lieutenant had read its mood better than he had. Go on now, Tallis said, his tone gentler as the mob's volume began to decrease and he could lower his own voice level a bit. Disperse before anyone gets hurt. I don't want that. For that matter, whether you believe it or not, Emperor Caleb doesn't want that. Archbishop Clermont doesn't want that. And as for damn sure, if you'll pardon my language, that God doesn't want that. So what say you and I make all those people happy?